Get your environment to support you. Set it up to support you. Put in that focus and inner and that work now so that you never have to worry about it again. And it, you are literally living in a dream space that is literally set up to support you and the way your brain works.
Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully and, in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first part of our conversation with Ali Casaza of the Purpose Show podcast, when we talked about decluttering our homes, how to get started, and stay motivated. Today, Ali is answering your questions that you submitted in our Facebook community. Now, if you haven't joined our Facebook community yet, now's a good time. So let's get back into our conversation with Ali.
Okay. So in my Facebook community, I asked the mamas, okay, what do you want me to ask Ali about balancing ADHD and minimalism? And here are three questions. So one of them you sort of answered, but I want to like focus on the second half of her comment. Sure. So Lauren asked, and then Lo chimed in with like, this, please pick this. She said, how to even start, which you already covered with, you know, the bathroom being a very like non-sentimental area to start. But she said, okay, like baby steps to actually start decluttering. My husband and I both have ADHD. We have just accepted the fact that the whole house will never be clean or decluttered, and we just move clutter around to make the house appear clean for guests and parties. We know we have too much stuff, but every time we start to clean or get rid of stuff, it's just too much and we get overwhelmed and we never finish. Mm-hmm. So how do we solve that second part of like, we start, but we never finish?
Well, first of all, give yourself some mental momentum. Like, I'm always going to bring it back to mindset first, because that is the foundation and that is what is going to push us to get things done. You said that you're moving stuff around to make the house look presentable. Look at how much time and energy that is. And if you do this, like if you actually do this, which this can be done, it has been done by so many people with such crazy lives. You can totally do this and I'm here to support you. All that stuff you move around, what if it just was gone and it just was, or it was like where it needs to be so that it's not in your way? The freedom in that, let that push you forward to not to be able to like, let me just share this reality. I love having people over. I love using my space to welcome other people in. I love hosting. It's my favorite thing. I love when it's a kid's birthday party because I get to have friends over. But when I'm going to have someone over, I am putting so much energy into the food and the decorations and little things like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to get some new throw pillows and freshen up this room. And I'm thinking about things like that. I'm not worrying about moving shit around that's not even helping me, you know? Think about all the like beautiful, wild energy that you and your husband have because you have ADHD and how that could be channeled into impacting lives by hosting and welcoming people into your space and really going all in on that and like making people feel seen, making people feel heard and welcomed and safe. It's so beautiful. Our homes are taking so much of our budget, so much of our time and energy. Let's make sure that they are helping us do what we're here to do in the world and not making it harder. So just channel that motivation into this. The second thing I would say is, yes, again, start in the bathroom. And then beyond that, that expression, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Super gross, but super true. If this is a huge thing, like what's the first bite, Lauren? open up that junk drawer and just make some decisions. And you just stand there with your 2 feet on the floor and you're not moving until you do that one junk drawer, because it's only going to take 5 to 10 minutes. Just that one junk drawer, make some decisions. Or go and like, look at, like, I would be curious to know, if I was there with you in person, I would say, show me what it is you're moving around when those people come over. Like, I want to see the stuff. And you would show me probably several rooms, several piles. And we would start with one. And I would stand there with you and just be like, okay, 20 minute timer, make some decisions. And you could say, well, I never really wear this sweater, but I always move it around. Well, they never really play with this, but I'm always moving it around. Well, and we could just start making some decisions, and that's it for the day. 20 minutes. You don't need to spend hours. You don't need to keep going. You don't need to push through. This is something you can weave in tiny bites in the middle of the rest of your life. It's even the process should be supporting you. It shouldn't be draining you or feeling awful. That's why I like to make it fun or break it down into super small chunks.
I think with ADHD, a lot of times we have trouble closing the loop. So like, we start cleaning out the junk drawer and then we see something in the junk drawer. Like, oh, this really doesn't belong here. And we go and take it to the place and then we get off track there.
That's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. When you're going to declutter a space, bring some tools with you. The first is, I like to just use an empty laundry hamper. If your laundry's out of control and there is no empty ones, dump some laundry out, bring it downstairs or wherever you are. Because I know that comes up. And then it's like another thing where you're like, well, I don't have an empty hamper. And you just want to eliminate all the little excuses that would keep you from just doing this. An empty laundry hamper is kind of my favorite dedicated space for when I'm decluttering an area. I know I'm going to find something that doesn't belong here. Like, somebody shoved it and it shouldn't be here. So the laundry hamper is the dedicated place for things that belong somewhere else. I am not leaving. I remember I said, don't leave until it's done. I'm literally not leaving. So the laundry hamper is where things go that belong somewhere else. I'm not going to that room. I'm not leaving. I'm not getting anyone a snack. It's, mom is doing this for 20 minutes. Everyone can wait for 20 minutes unless they're like hemorrhaging blood or something.
Are you dying? No, you're fine.
Yeah. Then that's 20 minutes. Okay. So having a place for things like that, and then having a place, a trash bag, a box, whatever, for trash and donations. And then you just use a counter or a pile on the floor for things that you are going to go ahead and keep that are going to go back in that place, or, you know, the hamper if they're going to stay, but they need to go somewhere else. So just like supporting the 20 minutes or the hour or whatever you can give it, supporting yourself in that itself is huge, mm-hmm. because it's going to keep you from, you have no excuse now. Like Lauren and everybody, you guys have no excuse now to, well, I'm going to go take this back to my room. And you know what? I'm just going to do my nightstand. Now, actually, I haven't read this book and I'm just going to see if I really want to read it. And now I'm reading a book instead of decluttering the junk drawer. Like, your feet stay planted. I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are familiar with mindfulness. I know that can really help everyone that's a human, but also with ADD, ADHD, being grounded and like your feet in the floor and focusing on your breath, this, you can bring that in to decluttering. Or if you're sitting, like, feel your butt sitting in the chair or sitting on the floor and like your feet on the floor, or feel your feet standing on the ground and like, no, like, this is kind of a holy moment here. I'm making decisions. I'm using my brain to support me instead of pulling me from what I need to do. And I've supported myself with the laundry hamper and the boxes for trash and donations. And I'm doing this and I have my timer for 20 minutes. Everyone's leaving me the F alone for 20 minutes. I'm going to get this done. And just feel that groundedness and know in this space, when my feet do move and I do leave this place, it's going to be because I'm finished and I'm putting these items away where they go and taking the trash out. And that is going to feel so freaking good. Like, focus on that end result and be grounded and mindful in that moment when you're doing the thing.
I like that you say, like, it is okay to set the timer and say, I'm just doing this for 20 minutes, because a lot of times we'll look at the junk drawer and be like, oh my goodness, this is so much stuff. It's going to take me 100 years to do. And we won't start because it feels too big. Mm-hmm. But if we say, I'm just going to sort this drawer for 20 minutes, then even if you only do a third of the drawer, you still made progress. All right. So Jennifer asked, I'd love to know more about homeschooling and ADHD and minimalism. I'm really struggling keeping up with my kids' work, checking things, giving rewards, et cetera. It's no fun. So it slips to the bottom of my list quick and the kids catch on and don't give their best. How do you balance that?
Yeah, this is such a good question. There's a lot of things I could give as suggestions. I'm going to try to just give you one and you guys can like let your wheel spin and take it however you want to take it. So this is the same for me. I've said this before and it'll sound rough, but I just want to be real. I actually really hate homeschooling. It's the worst. It's so much paperwork and so much mess. There's just a lot of stuff. I feel like the world has a perception that homeschooling is really cheap, and it's like the most expensive thing I've ever done. Like, it is just a lot. And then like now I'm the principal and the teacher and the dean, and it just really sucks. I homeschool because of the lifestyle it allows my family, but the actual doings of the things is not my favorite. And it's not my husband's favorite either. Also, my husband has ADD. Probably should have mentioned that. And so he really struggles with the papers and all the things, and he's terrible at it. And we just make it work and we tag team it. So for us, I'm more the one that's doing like the papers and the keeping track. It's Sunday nights. I just have this one chunk of time on Sunday nights. I kind of like will go through the mail and like pay bills, process things, look over the coming week. I mess up my calendar a lot because I'm like, ah. So I'll like double book myself and do things like that all the time. And Brian does too. And so I'll kind of just make sure the calendar looks good. And then I'm sitting already and sorting through papers and stuff. So then I bring the schoolwork into that time. And Brian sits with me for that. And we just like, we go through it. We have spaces for each kid's papers, but it's not, it's literally like a pile of whoever doesn't end up getting organized. So it's fine. And we just go through it once a week. We like make a night of it, like make some tea, pour some wine, whatever, and just go through it. I would say it probably takes, like, if we don't do school every single day, it's really not long. It's like maybe 20, 30 minutes. But when we've like done school every day and there's quite a bit of work to process, it's maybe 45 minutes to an hour. It's never really more than an hour. The kids are also allowed to play video games during this time, and we don't let them play on the weekend. We actually let them play during the week because it helps us get work done. But Sunday nights, they are allowed to play. So they're like gone and busy, and we can just sit and process. And we just organize, okay, this was Emmett's, this was Leland's, this is Bella's, this is Hudson's. And we take pictures or scan, we keep records, we write down what we did, because for California, we have to have like pretty crazy logs of what we've done.
Oh, interesting.
Which is not good for us because we're so bad at it, but we just figure it out and just write it down. We keep what we want to keep. We get rid of the originals if we can, because we've, you know, scanned it or taken pictures or whatever. And we just log their grades, log whatever we need to log, and move on. I'm a huge fan of throwing out the original of pretty much everything, because it is not worth it. It is not worth keeping every cute drawing, every homework assignment. And if I've scanned it, or there's an app called, I think it's the Google Scanner app. I've changed apps quite a bit because I like to test for my, because it's kind of my job to know what's the best. And Google Scanner app is really, really good. It scans on your phone, like it's like a camera, and it scans the picture or the paper in a way that's like, you have it now. It's not like a picture of a paper. It's like, okay, scans it, and it's on your phone, and it's so easy. So we use that a lot. And then we just upload it to, we have like a whole separate Google Drive for our homeschool. So don't mix this with your other Gmail account, especially if you're like me and you have an online business, it's a mess in there. It's separate. Like, we made a Gmail for the homeschool. Our homeschool name is the Aero Academy. So we have like the Aero Academy at Gmail or whatever. And then that Google Drive holds all the files. I personally don't even, I can't even handle organizing it by like who, which kid. I just do year. This was 2020 to 2021 school year, and everything is there. And if they come and do like an audit or whatever, I will let them deal with sifting through that. I'm not doing that. The only thing that I will say is if something is like really sweet or really special, or felt like my daughter wrote a paper on feminism that was so amazing, I never want to forget it. It changed my life. I was so proud. I especially went in and labeled that file and moved it to its own folder so that I know I can easily find that one, because I know I'm going to want that in the future. So things like that. Does that make sense? Yes. Like, you don't have to have it all perfect and laid out and organized and filed, because you're probably not type A if you're listening to this, and I'm not either. But just knowing that I have that, I might need to sift a little bit, but I know that I have it, is so helpful. And you're setting aside time. It's almost like a working date night, and we just sift through things and process papers, and it's once a week, and it's like our duty as homeschoolers. And then it's done, and we can move on and go back to doing science projects and reading to the kids during the week.
Mama, are you looking for some extra support? Could you use a few more like-minded mamas in your circle? Here is your official invitation to join our Facebook group, the Motherhood and ADHD community. Here you can ask questions, share advice, but most importantly, know that you're not alone. Click on the link in the show notes or search on Facebook for Motherhood and ADHD community. So come join our little corner of the internet with other mamas who know how your brain works and won't look at you crazy when you share what's floating around inside there. Instead, they'll say, "I get it. I've been there and I know how that is." So come on, what are you waiting for? See you in there. Again, that's the Motherhood in ADHD community on Facebook.
It's cracking me up because I thought you were so much more structured than you are. And the way that you structure is like the outer frame is very strong, but there's not this like detail level that I think we need when we hear the word organization, is that like you need in your Google Drive, like this exact date, everything that each kid did. It's like, are you really going to go back and look for the third week of May's papers? No, you're not.
Like, what situation would it be that you were like, if only I had organized my Google Drive files by week? There's no. Literally never, never. And like I said, like I do have like, hey, Emmett's drawing of cats. That was my favorite thing. And it's in its own section, so I can easily just keyword search and it'll come right up. But other than that, I don't label every file. I don't label it by keywords. I just need to know that I have it because it's my duty in case the state needs to look at anything that we have everything there. And that's enough. Like, this is letting it be easy, guys. What is enough? Don't keep pushing yourself or telling yourself if you were good at this, you'd have it more organized. And if anyone is like, knows what that's like, it's me. I'm Ali Casaza and it's my job. Like, this is what I do. And people expect me to be a certain way, but I am not that way. And I'm not supposed to be that way because there's enough people that are super organized and super type A that teach what I teach. And I am for the type B mamas. So I'm going to stay in my lane and just be true to what works for me. And I've never had something happen where I needed something and I couldn't find it. Or I got rid of something that I needed. Never, not once. I mean, I've lost things like a normal person, but never like made a choice or wasn't organized enough and it screwed me over. Like, it's never happened because you just need a little structure to support you in the way your brain works. And then it's good enough and we can let it be easy and we can move on and go about our day.
And I think even if you're not homeschooling, if you just have, you know, kids in public school, knowing that you can just take a picture on the scanner app, send it to your email, and there it all is in your Google Drive. I think that's one of the banes of mom's existence, is the amount of paperwork that comes with
it. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's so much paperwork. In normal life, there's so much paperwork with kids, but when you homeschool, it's 100 times more. And so it's just, like I said, we don't need to be obsessed with structure. You don't even really need a ton of structure, even if you think you do, or you were told that you do. You just need enough that like frees you up to not be so worried. You don't want to constantly have in the back of your mind that you don't know where any of your photos are, or you don't know where any of your kids' paperwork is from school. Like, you just want to know that it's there. I might need to sift, but it's there. Now I can go live and play and enjoy.
Okay. Last question from the mamas is from Erin. And since your daughter has ADHD, I know this will ring true for you. She says, how do you avoid over accumulating in the first place, especially helping our ADHD children let things go? My therapist suggested that I take a photo of the item or of the child playing with or using the item, and that would help them let it go. But I think I need more options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find that taking a photo of the item helps me, but not my daughter. It's like, I need the thing, because the thing is really important to me and I have memories and it's a whole thing. So there's so much about this. Like, I have so much to say about this with kids, especially ADHD kids. There's a whole, like, you know, I have like online programs that I create and that's how I help people. But there's a whole other one just for kids because this is so layered. So I just want you to know it's okay that this is a struggle. It doesn't mean you don't understand your child. It doesn't mean that you're bad at this or it's like a huge problem or they have a huge problem and they need therapy for that. It's just everyone is different and everyone has a different process and it is so layered. So I will just say here, what can help is actually the opposite of what maybe you think I'm going to say, and just releasing the need. Like, we label it as bad that our kids have things and they have a hard time letting go of things. And we choose to label that as something that needs to be changed. And people do this with everything. We do this with our bodies. Like, why is it necessarily bad that you have big arms? Like, it's bad because of society and programming. Like, you don't need to label it like that. And so with our kids, like, is it actually like harmful? Can you not even walk in their room because there's no walkway because there's so much crap everywhere? Are they like sobbing and crying and have this attachment disorder? Like, is it really, really bad? If not, like, maybe we just need to like tighten our grip and let up. So having said that, maybe just shift the label a little bit and release the pressure from yourself and from them. The second thing is, I personally, I want to say this gently and in love, and I see you and I have experienced this myself, but I've worked with a lot of people one-on-one and a lot of people at a distance and a lot of people in person to person, like in-person work. And every single time that the mom is really concerned and involved in the kid's inability to get rid of something, it's mirrored in her. And she is having a hard time getting rid of things. And so kind of projects that onto the child and really just shines a blaring floodlight on, my child is not letting go of things. They want to keep everything. So just maybe check in with yourself. This won't be true for everyone. I've just never seen it not be a little true. Check in with yourself. Are you leading by example? Like, could you leave their stuff for another time? And how's your stuff going? Like, how's your closet? How's your stuff? I just find that everything is projection. Our kids mirror ourselves. And what bothers us about our kids is what bothers us about ourselves. And often, especially in the case of my daughter, Bella, they won't change because it doesn't feel safe to change because you're not living that way. So it feels like, why is my stuff having to go? Like, our house isn't like this. Like, what have I done wrong? And it kind of sends them into this unconscious panic spiral, if that makes sense. Like, I'm getting kind of attacked. I'm getting punished for no reason. Mom doesn't seem mad, but she's definitely hyper-focusing on my stuff. And I don't see, like, she has a ton of clothes. She has a ton of stuff. I don't really understand why this is happening. And then what's the reaction? It's like a tightening and a resistance. So of course they're going to freak out. So I always like to just say, leave the kids' stuff dead last and just lead by example. Even have them come in and help them and compliment them, even if it's not totally true, on how helpful they are with stuff like this and how good they are at making decisions. And even like be honest with your kids, like, oh, like my brain works like this and your brain works like this. Like, maybe we can come together and you could help me, and start to bring that into the family culture, lead by example. And then the final suggestion I'll leave you with is, what if you understood what personality type your child is, understood what motivates them, which I walk you through in Uncluttered Kids. There's a quiz you can take that's like, literally, this is the exact percentages of each motivation type of what your child is, so that you have strategies to communicate with them. One example, if your kid is competitive, you can use like, I bet you can't find 20 things that would be better off. You know, we can help someone else that doesn't have parents, doesn't have money, doesn't have toys, and go give these things to them. I bet you can't find 20 things. I'm going to go find 20 things, and I bet I can find them faster than you. Or, you know what I mean? Something like that. If you have an empathetic and emotional and attached child, there's strategies you can do for that. And like, really like helping them feel seen and understood and not making it competition, because then you're kind of torturing them, but understanding your child's way of thinking and what motivates them and their personality type can help you understand how to communicate and how to walk them through that.
That was beautiful. I'm thinking of, I have one kid who could care less and is like, get rid of it. And then my other kid is like, don't take all my stuff. Everything's important. So
yeah, the course I was talking about, I created that with a child play therapist. And when we were putting that together, she actually is the one that put the quiz together based on like all of her wisdom. And I took it just for fun. And each of my kids was different, was like one of the other types. And so I was like, of course, because if they were all the same, that would be too easy. So, but I did start to use, even like not for decluttering, but like for communication and like parenting them. It blew my mind. Like, it makes such a difference. I really just want everyone listening to know, like, you just need to get yourself to a place where you are supported and you are empowered. Knowing what type your kid is empowering and supports you in communicating with them for everything, not just getting rid of stuff. Knowing how your brain works is empowering, because then you can go and support yourself. But if something like minimalism or whatever is not a tool for you that's supporting you, then it is handcuffs and it's hurting you and it's bringing you down and it's making life even harder. And it just doesn't need to be that way. So be positive and seek to support yourself and empower yourself. And if it doesn't fall under those categories, it is not for you.
So let's jump into our lightning round question. So all you have to do is just fill in the blank. You don't have to explain anything.
Cool.
Number one, the best thing I've read or listened to recently is?
Ooh, a podcast with Bruce Lipton. He was a guest on the podcast. It's about epigenetics.
Okay. Number two, my most boring about me fact is?
Oh, I really like just plain vanilla ice cream.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's like vegan ice cream. So maybe I don't know what good ice cream tastes like because I can't have it, but I just like a plain vanilla. It's like simple and good.
Number three. When I'm having a rough day, my go-to quote, song, poem, book, or activity, whatever, is?
Ooh, okay. Mine's an activity and it is letting everyone know that I just need 5 minutes, going up to my room and using tapping. EFT tapping.
Okay. We had a podcast on tapping a few episodes ago. So go listen to that, people.
Oh.
Okay. Number four, don't tell anyone
I basically like don't get any viral trend, like songs, TV shows, like anything. I always like go and I look and I take it in and I'm like, am I a freak? Like, I don't like anything that everyone else likes. I think it's so stupid.
I think that's your eight coming out.
I think you're right.
Oh, but no, I was one of those kids who like boy bands, never understood them. They were not my thing. Like all my friends would have like,
I did that, but you know what? I think it really annoys me how far everyone takes it.
Mm.
And then it's like, well, now everyone likes this. So now I can't like it. You know what I don't know. There's something I feel like everything that's viral and trendy, I'm always like, oh, I feel like I should keep it a secret that I think this is really stupid because everyone seems to be obsessed with it.
Okay. Number five, if I had a magic fairy wand for one spell, I would
clear out all my trauma so I don't have to do all the hard sobbing inner work and therapy, right? Just be like trauma free. I'm done. I'm free. Yeah. All of it. It was so easy.
That would be amazing.
It would.
Okay. And then last one, number six, my best piece of advice for mamas with ADHD is?
Get your environment to support you. Set it up to support you. Put in that focus and inner and that work now so that you never have to worry about it again. And you are literally living in a dream space that is literally set up to support you and the way your brain works.
So if the mamas are thinking like, Allie's my person, I need to go find her, how do they find your book and your classes and all your podcasts and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Okay. The book is such a great place to start. I'm so happy it's coming out because it's like a crash course and it leads so perfectly into understanding everything else so that you can go and then we can simplify like your calendar and your life. So it's called Declutter Like a Mother. It comes out on September 7th. You can order it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. And then I think following me on Instagram would be huge for just kind of like day to day. I mean, I think you follow me there. I share so many like just life tips and behind the scenes and extra things. It's kind of like the most up to date way I'm living with my method. And I would love to connect with you guys there. And then also like AllieCasaza.com, choose your own adventure there. How can I support you? Do you need help with your house? Do you need help with your business? Do you need help simplifying your life? I mean, there's so much for you there and I created it all for you. So check it out.
Well, thank you so much, Allie. I really enjoyed our conversation and I know that it is going to make such a huge difference for moms to hear that there's a way to make this happen that's not suffocating and that we can find a way to make our home and our life really work for us instead of us dragging ourselves around with the handcuffs.
Yeah, I hope that is true. And thank you so much for giving me space on your platform. I know how valuable that is and I appreciate you.
Thanks so much. When you are ready to take Allie's course, Your Uncluttered Home, and cut the clutter and the chaos in your mind and in your house, and finally enjoy your home, my affiliate link is in the show notes.
Now, by using my affiliate link, you are supporting the podcast financially, which allows me to continue to bring you this lovely podcast for free. So thank you for using my affiliate link and supporting this podcast. The website address is bit.ly/noclutter with a capital N. That's bit.ly/NOCLUTTER. bit.ly/noclutter. Be sure to snag a copy of Allie's book, Declutter Like a Mother, which releases next week. And then tag us both on Instagram when you post your before and after photos of your house. I want to see those transformations. Talk to you soon, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.